Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shara Bitachon. Lately, the author of the Chovos HaLevavos has been showing us that Bitachon is something that also applies in the realm of Schar Va'onesh. Well, he turns to add an extra factor today that's really worthy of our own thought processes. And let's stop and talk about them for a moment. We recently have noticed that the realm of baseball games are first coming back into play. But many of us may have tickets from games that weren't played yet. And at present, we're hoping to be able to receive refunds. But since certain games for certain teams, this seems to be something that's not happening, or at least not happening so quickly. And of course, it's a little bit frustrating for us to understand, why is it not a simple matter? Well, I think it's, in a certain level, a model for us to consider certain things that the Chovos HaLevavos points out over here, and that is, if you haven't noticed, God doesn't specifically point out when and what the Schar of Olam Haba looks like. And the reason for that, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, almost scarily, is that you can do all the mitzvos, and you can do your best to keep the mitzvos, and still not manage to get the full Schar in Olam Haba, or perhaps no Schar in Olam Haba. Because to get to Olam Haba, in addition to actually doing mitzvos, you have to meet two other factors that are of critical importance. The first one is that you need to be mezakeh es harabim. It's not enough for a person to go ahead and stand alone and just do what he does in his world and not have any effect on the society around him. Quite the opposite, a person has a responsibility to be mezakeh es harabim. And if you don't have the ability to be mezakeh es harabim, so that is in of itself a difficulty, and would help keep a person in Olam Haba. A person has a responsibility to have an effect on other people. And that is a process, because without it, a person is only called what they call a tzaddik in pelts, says Rav Matisyahu. A person needs to understand he's just a tzaddik wearing a fur coat. He's wearing the fancy tzidkus. He's cloaking himself in something. A real tzaddik, a real person who's deserving of Olam Haba, doesn't just cloak himself in belts. What he does is, he is mezakeh es harabim. He gets other people to do mitzvos. He gets other people to give shiurim. He gets other people to learn Torah. He gets other people involved in realizing that there's a God in the world. Such a person is a ben Olam Haba. And that's a critical factor. There used to be an old man in the neighborhood here who used to come by every now and then. He was not a happy-go-lucky sort of person. And every time he met somebody and he didn't get the answer he wanted right away, to his request, he would start screaming that the rabbis are all a tzaddik in pelts. I don't think that's the correct interpretation of a tzaddik in pelts, but we were always willing to turn around and try to reach out to him so that he should understand and we can understand. That's the way of the world of Torah mitzvahs. That the world of Torah mitzvahs is not an individualized world. The world of Torah mitzvahs is one where we want to perfect this world, right? The Sakin Olam B'malfa Shakai. That our goal over here is to fix up this world and make them aware, V'chol B'nei Basa Yikru B'Shmecha, to make them aware this entire world should have anything call out in the name of God. If we can go ahead and get the key to Olam Haba, it comes by being Mezakeh Es HaRabim. And the other factor that we have to put on the table is the fact that even with the key to get into Olam Haba, it doesn't mean that you'll be able to get the full reward of Olam Haba unless you have the chesed of Hashem. And here, Bitachon comes into play, a very critical factor. Because you have to realize that in the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to show you the benevolence that he has. He has to show you the opportunity. Being mezakeh es harabim, getting the masses able to, meriting them to do a mitzvah, that's a special thing. My father still tells the story of how, as a little boy, this old man would come into the classroom. His name was Mr. Rosenberger. And he would come into the classroom and he would talk about chatness. And my father said to me, it was incredible to see how yeshiva boys, who otherwise were very, very, very diligent to Torah study, they took advantage of the poor substitute. But he talked about it, and talked about it, and talked about it. My father said it left a profound influence on him to make sure that the Shatnas laboratory of mitzvos would be something that would be very important to him. And my father would always remind us, that's what it means to be mezakeh es harabim. Mr. Rosenberger came from Europe, and he was mezakeh es harabim in the mitzvah of Shatnas. Such a person is somebody who has the key to get into Olam Haba. True, but the chesed of Hashem comes into play insofar as you may have the key, but the rest of it is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make sure that you're able to go ahead and get the schar there within. Bitachon and Hashem means that you have to understand and then trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get to his end and his peace within the process. Ergo, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, it's not there is a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't write his schar for Olam Haba inside the Torah. You can do a particular mitzvah, but how much schar you get is going to be dependent on other factors, including these two issues at hand. I think that brings us back to the old baseball game. It could be you paid for your ticket, and how you're going to get paid back, and under what circumstance you get paid back, and under what process you get paid back, all of those things will be determined. And there's where our bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into play. But that you will be paid back in full, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar and onish in an appropriate way, not necessarily the way you expect it, but the way that is indeed truly just, that is something that a person can take bitachon in. We will continue with this idea and try to understand it both in, not only in the side of the schar, but also in the onish. When we meet again tomorrow, everyone have a great day.